The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I remember very clearly walking into the voting booth and voting for Donald Trump. It was something that I had said just a few months before I would never, ever, ever do. On this program, I told you repeatedly, character counts. Out of the, 15, 16 candidates, I told you over and over again, he was number 17 on my list. And then I did it. I voted for him, as well as most evangelical Christians. Well, we've got another election coming up, and I find it fascinating that Dr. Michael Brown has just written a brand new book, Evangelicals at the Crossroads, Will We Pass the Trump Test? Dr. Brown is the founder and president of Ask Dr. Brown Ministries and the Fire School of Ministry in Concord, North Carolina, host of a daily nationally syndicated talk radio show, The Line of Fire. He is the author of more than 35 books, and he is my guest. Dr. Brown, welcome. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.
My joy to be with you. Thanks for having me, Bob.
Well, I've been a fan of yours for a long, long time, and I don't have my hands on your book. I wish I did, but I have read the summaries and so forth. Evangelicals at the Crossroads, Will We Pass the Trump Test? I always like to ask an author, what was the genesis? Writing a book is hard, hard, hard work. What caused you to sit down and write this book?
You know, I appreciate you asking. 2 years ago, shortly before the midterm elections, I felt gripped to put together about 100 articles I had written with a similar process of thought to yours. In other words, I opposed Trump during the primaries. I ended up voting for him, and then I became more confident of the good, but then concerned about the bad. I wanted to get that out, feeling I had something important to share with the body before the elections, but I didn't have time to write a whole new book on the subject. And then as we got into this new cycle, as we got into 2019, into 2020, it felt like every day I could write 5 articles about Trump, about evangelicals, and I thought, you know what, rather than writing, you know, I've got the outlet on my radio show, so that's great, we can talk, but I thought rather than just writing 1,000 new articles, let me pour my effort, really research, really dig, read lots of books from every subject, read all the anti-Trump books, try to understand, and then put everything together in a quality book that would help believers in particular sort through things. Number one, how we can conduct ourselves as believers in a totally divided church and society. And then two, how we can apply biblical principles and vote our conscience without destroying our testimony. So it was just putting everything together, months and months of research and writing to get this out. And by the way, I don't have the physical copy yet. It's literally printed and on its way. And I'll gladly send you a copy as soon as it comes in. But it's going to be critical right up through the elections, and then no matter who wins, the way we conduct ourselves after, I think it's going to be critical in the aftermath as well.
Well, to be really honest, I was surprised that I voted for Donald Trump because I remembered very well Bill Clinton. Conservative Christians adopted the mantra, character counts. We screamed it. We shouted it. We proclaimed it. Character counts. Character counts. Character counts. How could anybody vote for this man when we know what he's done and so on and so forth? And then it seemed, Dr. Michael Brown, that we were compromising those very principles to vote for a man who undoubtedly has an immoral past, undoubtedly has a very narcissistic history. So how did we evangelicals, you and I both voted for him, how yep. How did we cross the Rubicon and vote for this man?
Yeah, in my chapter, Does Character Count and Does Morality Matter? I have some shocking quotes from evangelical leaders against Bill Clinton, and these same evangelicals support Donald Trump. I mean, it's jarring.
Yeah.
You actually read it and look at it, you think, whoa. And for everyone out there that's really, loves Trump, supports Trump, just to ask yourself, if he was a radical liberal, how you would think of him. You'd say he's nasty, he's this, he's a playboy, he can't be trusted. But I think here's what happened. The first thing is he kept winning in the primaries, and we realized there's something going on. It's not just that he's duping masses of good people. And when like a Mike Huckabee or a Ben Carson endorse him, it's like, okay, maybe there's something going on here. Maybe as much as he's the least likely candidate we would pick, maybe he really has changed in terms of being pro-life or being pro-evangelical, even if he's not a Christian himself. Then these words about he's being raised up like Osiris. Osiris was a Persian king who was an idol worshiper, would praise the gods of any of the nations he conquered and said, hey, let's rebuild your temple and I'll be your ruler. And God raised him up, even though Cyrus didn't know the Lord. We thought, could it be that God has a different plan here? And then I think the big, big bottom line was fear of Hillary Clinton. If she's elected, what does it mean for the pro-life movement? Seals things in the courts for decades. What does it mean for freedom of religion? So I think for many of us, it was largely a vote against Hillary and with trepidation, a vote for Trump. And then what happened was there's another aspect to his character. And this is something Dennis Prager has brought up as well. So there are the character failings that are undeniable and that grieve me. Every day they grieve me. I wish he would be a different person. I wish he wouldn't savage people and be juvenile with his tweets and call people dogs and throw people under the bus and kind of degrade the overall moral climate of the nation by being who he is. I wish he wouldn't do that. But then there's another side to character, which is keeping your word and staying true to your commitments and saying, I don't care what you say, I'm going to stand up for babies in the womb. I don't care what you say, I'm going to stand up for families. I'm going to stand up for religious freedom. I don't care what you say, I'm going to stand up to tyrannical China and to Islamic radicalism. Well, that takes character also. So here's the way I've boiled it down in my book. Character does count and morality does matter. And based on the larger moral issues for which Trump is standing, we're voting for him. But his character flaws have hurt and divided us, and he's been his own worst enemy. So I haven't changed any of my views. I'm just saying it's character to stand for babies in the womb. It's character to push back against radical queer activism. It's character to stand with Israel and move the embassy when that's been our word to the nation and no one's done it. That's character. That's good character. But bad character has hurt, so it's a mixture. And to the extent we have become apologists for Trump, we've hurt our witness. To the extent we say, hey, we voted for him rather than Hillary Clinton, but we're not his apologists, then we can maintain our witness. That, to me, is part of the Trump test in the subtitle of my book.
We're talking with Dr. Michael Brown, author of a brand-new book, and I mean brand-new. Even Dr. Brown doesn't have it himself. Evangelicals at the Crossroads, Will We Pass the Trump Test? We need to take a quick break. And then we'll be back with Dr. Michael Brown. Again, the book, Evangelicals at the Crossroads, Will We Pass the Trump Test? Want to find it? Amazon.com. I believe you can pre-order it. We'll follow up on that when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Bob Burney Live.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
And we continue our discussion with Dr. Michael Brown, author of a brand new book, Evangelicals at the Crossroads. Will we pass the Trump test? Dr. Brown, is it possible to pre-order your book?
Oh, it's available. You can download it this second on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
You can get the Kindle. Yeah, and it's
you
it's
just don't
available.
Have the physical
it's
copy
printed, yeah.
in your hands.
Printed, exactly. It's printed and in the mail. That's the story.
Okay, Amazon.com, and again, the name of the book, Evangelicals at the Crossroads, Will We Pass the Trump Test? I'm going to ask you a very personal question. I'm going to put you on the spot. What is the earliest president that you actually remember?
Remember in terms of in my lifetime?
Yes, in your lifetime, what is the earliest president that you actually remember?
Yeah, JFK. And, of course, I remember the assassination. So I was born in 55, and the loudspeaker came out over the school, you know, the intercom system.
Okay.
And, you know, everyone started crying, and then we got picked up from school by parents. So that's what
All
I remember.
Right. Yeah. All right, I'm slightly older than you are, just a little bit. Here's the reason why I asked you. You then have lived through several U.S. presidents. Do you believe that there has been any president since JFK to the present time who has kept more of their promises than Donald Trump?
To my knowledge, no. Not only so, let's take it one step further. When it comes to evangelicals voting for someone, so I remember voting for Jimmy Carter because he was born again. I was so excited. Oh, born again Christian. You know, obviously we were disappointed.
Michael Brown, you voted for Jimmy Carter?
Hey, listen.
Hey,
here's the deal. I grew up, my dad was a liberal Democrat. That's the environment I grew up in. The church in which I was saved never, ever talked about politics. It didn't exist. It didn't. The culture wars, nothing existed. You preached the gospel and so on. Anyway, so Jimmy Carter was born again. That's all I cared about. And then I started to have a bit more understanding politically and so on. Reagan obviously kept promises and stood for a lot of things, but here's what I started to measure. Evangelicals largely helped get Ronald Reagan elected, George H.W. Bush elected, George W. Bush elected. And I remember in each case a sense of disappointment with we helped get them in, but once they were in, that we kind of lost our contact with them. Now, over the years, as I've become a national leader on some level, so I know more of the people on the inside and some that have been involved, and they'll tell me to a person, especially those that helped get Reagan elected, and now are close with Trump, that they've never seen anything like this. That in every case, kind of the Washington wall surrounds them, whether it's their choice or just the way it works. And Trump's been the opposite. So look, I was number one skeptic. When he called for the leaders, evangelical leaders, to gather in New York City, I had an invitation through a friend. I couldn't make it. But, you know, over 1,000 evangelical leaders come. And I thought, he's just playing you. Can't you see?
Right.
He's just playing you. You're going to vote for the guy, and then he's going to do this. He's going to do worse than the other guys did because the guy's a carnal narcissist and playboy, you know, casino owner and, you know, all the stuff. So the fact that he's kept his door open, I've got a close friend that can literally get him on his cell phone. To this day, he's not been cut off. The fact that he's got guys like Mike Pence around him and others on the cabinet who are evangelicals, that when, you know, we're faced with race issues and crisis in America, he's calling in black and Hispanic evangelical leaders to sit down with him and counsel him and so on. So obviously he doesn't do everything he's encouraged to do. You know, my friend James Robinson suggested to him that he has Melania check his tweets before they go out. obviously that hasn't happened.
No.
But he's kept his promises. I mean, just think of it.
Yeah.
Pro-life justices, maybe not every justice has performed the way we'd want them to, but he's picked from the list he said he would without deviation. And look, when he said during the campaigns that he was going to move the embassy, there was this outcry. I remember seeing a guy on cable news saying every president says they're going to do it. Everyone running for president says they're going to do it, but no one actually does it. They were mortified that he might do it. He did it.
Yeah.
We didn't have a world war. And the Muslim world didn't explode. And there weren't tens of thousands of Jewish casualties. So he's done it unflinchingly. And that's kind of what I boil it down to. One of the last chapters in the book is called Trump is Trump. Because initially I thought, okay, once he's in the White House, he'll change because all these people are praying for him and maybe something good will happen. And the way I'm at now is he is who he is. So we need a fighter to stand up to China and Iran and those pushing for kind of a, you know, one world global order. We need a fighter to push back against the radical leftist media and the radical leftism of the Democrat Party and the unceasing demonic attack he must suffer there and, you know, spiritually in Washington. You need a guy with a forehead of steel. The problem is when that guy, a human wrecking ball, is going to restore a room in your house, that's the wrong – you don't need a wrecking ball.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So – the thing is, the wrecking ball swings both ways. So, so much good he's done. I'm appreciative of it. In no way do I want to seem disloyal. At the same time, my ultimate loyalty is to Jesus. And if something is carnal or indefensible, I'll say so. So if I was a politician, I want your vote. That's what I want, basically. I want your vote when it comes time for elections. If during the rest of the year you differ with me, but you still say, you know, I'm going to vote for you. Or you say, you know, I don't like the way you did that, but you still have my vote. That's the big thing. So Trump has my vote, 2020, November. At the same time, I wish he wouldn't do what he does. You know, great speech on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah,
great
it was.
Speech.
It was.
And strong for civil rights, from Booker T. Washington, Frederick Douglass, Martin Luther King, you know, just great. Jackie Robinson. And then he goes after Bubba Wallace on NASCAR. It's, oh, please don't do that. But that's who he is. Trump is Trump.
All right. Evangelicals at the crossroads. Will we pass the Trump test? And we have about 60 seconds. What is the Trump test? What do you mean by that? And again, we have about 1 minute.
Number one, can we stay politically involved and even support Trump as president without compromising and destroying our witness to America? Number two, can we have different views about the president and yet unite around Jesus so that we come as a united front for what America needs most? Those are the two essential elements to the Trump test, and the jury is out right now.
I agree with you. I have not read the book, but I think I'm going to enjoy it immensely. Dr. Michael Brown, the book, Evangelicals at the Crossroads, Will We Pass the Trump Test? You can get it now at Amazon.com. Amazon.com, or your website is, I had it here, what is it?
AskDrBrown.org.
Yes.
AskDrBrown.org.
AskDrBrown.org is his personal website. Check it out. The name of the book again, Evangelicals at the Crossroads, Will We Pass the Trump Test? Dr. Brown, thank you for taking time for us today. I know your schedule is incredibly busy, and I appreciate your time. And again, I haven't read all of the book yet, but I appreciate it. And your stand for Christ. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, Dr. Michael Brown, again, the book, Evangelicals at the Crossroads, Will We Pass the Trump Test? Bomberney Live will continue. Stay tuned.